We mentioned the idea about Tainus Bechorim, about fasting, and that we have the ability to make a siyum in order to take this away for firstborns. Now, some, Bruce mentioned the question as to why we would actually do it in such a way that why can't we do this for every other fast? Why can't it just, like, you know, Shavas or Batamas? Why can't we just have you know, a siyum and that'll take it away? Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, making a siyum will take it away. Right? That's Bruce's approach. So, unfortunately, there's nobody that agrees with Bruce on this. Surprisingly, because it seems like an easy thing you could push through. But you weren't there at the time when Chazal established this, so... Yeah, okay. So let's just clarify why nobody agrees with Bruce, including those who he's on his team. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes over here this idea of Tainus Bechorim in the Mishnah Berurah, which we already presented this idea. But just to mention again, he says, Yesh mekomos shenagu ha-bechorim l'hakel lecho b'sudas mitzvah. There are those places that were makel, that were lenient, that a bechor can eat by a sudas mitzvah. What does sudas mitzvah mean? It meant you go to Pidyon HaBen. He meant you went to a bris milah, and the bechor does not have to fast from those things. And therefore he says, v'chei noagin b'kayom, so too we have our similar leniency to the bechor comes in a sin l'hakel lecho. Not only by a bris milah or pidyon haben, but even by a suda siyum. That's what we do today. So we always thought it was just like the siyum is the thing you need, but in fact, it's the other way around. It's a sudas mitzvah that enabled you to not have to actually fast, and from that, they then learned that a siyum would also fall into this category. Vavsha b'chorim ba'atzman lo lamdim, they didn't learn this, as long as they're there, and we already discussed that point. They gather around him before he finishes, and then he finishes the mesechta before them, v'shomim, they hear it, and then they take part of the siyum, and then they're able to have that suda. So that's the general idea. So why is this, where did this come from, that we can somehow do this for the siyum b'chorim, and it doesn't work for any other fast? So Bruce and I, we are learning this together, and we saw that the other fasts are actually fasts in the Navi. This is a minhag fast. This fast is not as strong as the other fasts that we have. And there they give a number of different reasons. So one of the reasons here is quoted from the Pri Chadash, that when the Bechorim took upon themselves, and even you're saying, but I didn't. So we have this general concept that people take it upon themselves. Shanir shlo kiblo aleim tainizu ela al dashim terasu the mitzvah yuchal lechoba. They only took upon themselves this idea of fasting is if, on condition, if there is a suda siyum, if there is some sort of siyum of a mitzvah, then I'm going to take part of that. And if a person went to the suda mitzvah, that would be okay. So really, the first stage is just like look online at your local, Hilligram or whatever it is to find out where the next bris meal is, where the next whatever it is. Now it just became like, no, we need somebody to do a siyum. But in fact, that's what it was, that they only took it upon themselves when there is going to be a suda mitzvah. That's how they originally did it, meaning that was the original decree, that it's not a full-blown type of fast day. It's all dependent on other things. Again, if you're a father of a firstborn, you would also be fasting. Keep that in mind. What if your firstborn is old enough and he's not fasting? Good question. Well, it could be you as the father might want to fast him. I don't know if it actually helps in that scenario. So, and then Bruce and I, we learned that this Aruch HaShulchan also explains, is that because of the weakening generation that we have, that it's hard for people to fast, so then therefore we came up, there's another way that they can actually get around it, is simply by this, is by being part of this type of thing. So because of the fact that the fast itself is a minhag, and it's not even considered a bona fide fast that they have, therefore there are leniencies for it. Now it's interesting to note, the Shulchan Aruch, that mentions this idea of fasting, so in Sif Beis, it mentions this idea about fasting, and then it says in Gimel, Ha'istinis, but if you're a person, the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's an ish mefunak. What is this finicky person? It means a person that if they eat anything, shem yochal b'yom einu tev lecho b'layla, if they eat anything in the daytime, they're not going to have any desire to eat at night. So for them, they should be misana ber Pesach. They should actually not eat the whole Erev Pesach. Okay, so if you know for yourself that you're going to eat on Erev Pesach, and you're not really going to sit down and be excited for eating matzah and enjoying the matzah, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to be fasting on Erev Pesach. Why? So you can eat matzah l'te'avon. Now, people will tell me, because I haven't had in a while. It's been already like a week or two. So I'll enjoy it. But I think l'teyavon here means like you're really like excited to eat matzah. Like this is a big deal. So if you're fasting, then you're finally ready to eat matzah. Obviously the first food you're taking in is a potato, you know, and then you have, or parsley, whatever. Then you're going to have matzah after 2 cups of wine. But the Shulchan Aruch himself says that if it's going to cause you to not enjoy the matzah l'teyavon, like to really enjoy it, then a person should actually fast. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains this idea. That in fact, with what first we just said that we're too weak, we can't handle these things. Our generation's too weak, so we'll make a siyum. And then it says, but for those of you that if you eat, you're not going to be hungry, you better be fasting. And we're not even talking about a bechor. We're talking about anybody else. You want to ensure that when you're going to be eating matzah that first night, as we said, comparing it to that previous gemara that we explained of that of Sheva Brachos, that anyone eats matzah early, it's not a good thing. So you want to be able to have such a taiva, such an enjoyment to be able to eat this matzah that you have to check in with yourself to see, am I eating actually on Erev Pesach or not? Usually we're stuffing our faces like egg and fruit and like Pesach cakes because you can't have matzah, you can't have bread, you can't have all these things. But then you overdo it and when the time comes for the Seder, it's not the same level. So ultimately, we do want to be able to have it, although you're weak and you can get with it, get to a Siyam, in order to be able to eat for the firstborns. But if for yourself you find then you're not a firstborn, or you are, it doesn't matter, but you'll be able to enjoy the matzah better, so then you should limit the food that you're going to be intaking, certainly on Erev Pesach, which is going to be Monday, and or some would even tell you to fast. So it could be you just go on water that day in order to be able to really enjoy the matzah later that night.